Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To another song title challenge where the question is climbers. How should you write this one? Is the idea that you have the lowest hanging apple on your fruit tree, is that really the best one? Or is that just the most obvious one?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's the difference between a good song and a great song, is the exercise that we're about to do right here, right now, with our hit songwriter guest. All right. Climbers, send in their song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. I've got a filter on this. It's like a rule thing in my email, you know, so it like automatically directs those emails that have song title challenge or STC in the subject line into the right folder, so I don't miss anything because I get a lot of crap in my email. So you got to put that in the subject line. If you don't, it won't make it. I can't guarantee if you don't hear the words coming out of my mouth right now that I'm even going to see your title.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you send them in, we invite a guest on, and I spring the title onto him live. And we spend the next 20 minutes just trying to cook up five or six different conceptual angles on how to write that song, because it teaches you to get past you got to dig down in the dirt, past the gold, you know, the copper, the gold, and the platinum, mm-hmm. to get underneath that to that diamond hit, man, that song of the year. That's where that is. That's not, it rarely is just sitting on top of the dirt waiting for you to trip over it. You got to dig a little, right? You got to be intentional.
Right.
So it's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. We say use all of what we say, use none of what we say. The only thing we demand is an invite to the number one party, and I have a subsequent demand on my rider of an open bar, and Brent has a subsequent demand on his rider, which is childcare, so he can bring his wife.
That's right.
But anyway, this is also a great exercise for you to breathe new life into your old hooks in your hook book.
Mm-hmm.
Just, we're humans, you know? We put it in the hook book, and 10 years later, man, all the energy feels like it's come off that. And so in our brains, we're like, ah, that's old.
Yeah.
That's used up. There's a reason why I didn't get to that. But if you go back and spend just 15 minutes doing this exercise on some old hooks, all of a sudden that energy that forced you or compelled you to put that title in your hook book to begin with, it comes back. Even if it's different,
yeah,
than what you originally put it in there, it comes back, right? And Brent, you've gotten cuts from doing this recently, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've started doing this myself. We were having so much fun doing it on the show and getting such good results, hopefully for the climbers out there. That I was like, I got to do this with my own titles. And there's a title that was years old, way back, a couple thousand back at least, that at the time I was thinking of as a country song, because that's just almost exclusively what I wrote at the time and was aiming at. And I never quite I could wrap my head around it. Well, went back to it years later, and now I'm writing a lot of Southern gospel. So I'm like, oh, in that context, right, I know how to do this. And I brought it into Kenna West and Jason Cox. We wrote a song called Outlive Your Life, which got cut by Brian Free and Assurance. It was on their most recent album, got nominated for a Grammy for Southern gospel, you know, Roots Gospel Album of the Year. And so I'm like, okay, that worked out all right. So let's keep doing it. So definitely recommend it to climbers out there. I don't just tell you to do this. I'm doing it myself, and it's getting results. So I highly recommend it.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, I heard the words that just came out of Brent's mouth. And if you heard the words that just came out of Brent's mouth, you can't deny this, that I can legitimately say, do the song title challenge, possibly get a Grammy nomination.
It's pressure. So you've dropped Song of the Year and Grammy nomination so far.
Connected us.
Our guest
connected
today us. He's like, what? He's probably already clinching up. All right.
So why don't you introduce our guest, man?
Yes, today's guest was an original founding member of the award-winning bluegrass group, The Grascals. He was raised in Indiana and now makes his home in Tennessee. After an eight-year break, he has returned to the band on guitar and vocals. Since their founding in 2004, The Grascals have played the Grand Ole Opry over 200 times, backed up Dolly Parton, been nominated for 3 Grammys, speaking of Grammy noms, and won numerous IBMA, which is the International Bluegrass Music Association Awards. He's a singer. He's a songwriter. He's Jamie Johnson. Welcome to The Climb.
Welcome, Jamie.
Jamie Poor Johnson. Took my name and took my money.
There we go.
I love how you use the word poor to separate yourself
right
from the other Jamie Johnsons in the
I'm
business.
I'm telling you, we've been great buddies since about 2000. I met him at the Hall of Fame Lounge.
Uh-huh.
He walked up to me and said, "I heard your name's Jamie Johnson." I said, "Yeah, it is." All of our good friends call us Jamie High and Jamie Low, but he said, "Well, not, my name's Jamie Johnson too. May the best Jamie win." And I thought, oh. I was like, I'm so going to kill you in this race.
You're like, some of a beast.
That's funny.
Ever since. But I'm glad he made all that money because he bought me a very expensive guitar in the process.
Oh, there we go.
Did he?
Says to my friend, Jamie. So it's pretty cool.
That is very cool, man. I love that story.
I would just be like, I hope BMI every once in a while gets us confused, you know, and that sort of thing.
Accidentally sends a check your way.
I'm in treatment centers. Now, I'm in recovery, and I go to treatment centers. Every weekend, I go in these treatment centers to share my story and write songs with the clients in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty awesome experience. And pretty much 100% of the time I walk in, somebody goes, "Oh, I thought you were the Jamie Johnson." I'm like, "Oh, well, I am.
I am, right."
You see the air let out of them. It's all right.
Do you feel like Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse? I thought you'd be taller.
I thought you'd have more of a beard. Yeah. I thought your beard would be longer.
I know. I feel like Patrick Swayze in my nose.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, you guys ready for the song?
Yeah.
Woo. I guess so.
All right. So this is from one of our favorite climbers, Sunday Joe Graham, who, shout out to Sunday, does all of our graphics on the podcast. Thank you.
Awesome. Hey, Sunday Joe.
My hot take on this one is this title, super broad. We can do anything with this title, but I like it because it feels specific, even though it's maybe the broadest title we've ever done.
Okay.
And the title is Exit 161.
Exit 161. All right.
Exit 161.
All right, Sunday Joe, thank you for sending that in. Yeah, that's not one I have in my hookbook, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah. I mean, so you know, right off the bat, like, it just it sounds country, right? Because there's something specific
mm-hmm.
that happens off of Exit 161.
Yeah.
And what could that be? You know, bonfires at night with everybody where they get together out in the country or whatever. You know, like getting down on the farm, where's the farm, exit 161, you know, like it could be a sort of that kind of spin.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is if you do like a thinking along the Chris Lindsey, Warren Brothers route of Good Girls, like from Tim McGraw, where you can go like a little dark and ominous.
Yeah.
The author I'm working with, Dan Stidham, we're promoting his book, and he was one of the defense attorneys for the West Memphis 3, which was a huge, like, international true crime case, triple murder.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened off of exit 161?
Yeah, for sure. There are so many story possibilities of that. And of course, you know, Jamie, with you being here, it immediately my mind goes to, oh, bluegrass. Although, you know, we're not limited by genre in this, but I'm like, okay, so many bluegrass stories could be like, oh, somebody died. It could be for sure that sort of thing. Somebody's buried off exit 161.
Yeah. My main thing when I'm going to a writer session is absolutely no bluegrass. We are bluegrass. The Rascals will make it grass if we want.
Yeah.
Love that.
We love it. We love the lyrics and the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
We are just actually grass anyway. So I'd just rather have a great song. I'd rather have a country hit anyway. I want that damn money. Dang. Oh, sorry.
Heck yeah.
but hold on, that's just genius. Like what you said is huge because it's like I just want to point that out. Like, you're super hyper aware of what your artistic thumbprint looks like. Mm-hmm. And if we decide we're going to do this, we're going to slap the Grascals feel all over it. Yeah.
We're looking at mojo on. You know, a lot of songwriters will send us their bluegrassiest thing, and we're like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Stuff you're sending to Chris Stapleton. That's what we want.
How about that?
Yeah.
We'll never get in his lane.
Yeah.
Right.
We can't sing anything with him. So it's going to be a whole, that's what they used to do. George Jones would have a number one hit, and the very next week on Columbia, or the Osborne Brothers would have a hit on Decca with the same song and never gotten in each other's. Great song is a great song. I mean, that's kind of a bad habit to get into, but because you're missing out on another great song.
Yeah.
That's my take on it.
But you know, I mean, like, you know, Bonnie Raitt, like, if she heard a slide guitar on the song demo, it's like, out the door. That's like the number one way to not get a cut with the Grascals is send them a bluegrass demo.
That's funny.
Don't talk to me about how to do bluegrass.
Yeah.
We got that locked down, I think.
Well, yeah. The lyrics really go with it a lot of times, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm
trying too hard.
I'm like, yeah. So,
yeah.
That's funny.
My 161, to me, guys, I'm already seeing, I always, when I get into it, I try and picture as when I was young, what formed my thought of a song was what that video looked like on CMT or TAC, the picture of this person. And I'm seeing somebody stand there hitchhiking. And if I can just get to exit 161 and the story can go anywhere from there, of course, he's
going to
be finding his life, which is your typical thing, but he's maybe trying to find home. That's the last thing he remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's how about a desperado type male character, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only is he unavailable, essentially emotionally unavailable, right? That's what Desperado was about. He finds the girl that makes him emotionally available at exit 161, which is right off of town.
Mm-hmm.
Where he settles down and all of a sudden it all makes sense to him, you know, but he might've been a little bit more of a gypsy before that, just on the search.
Yeah. That's cool.
No phone, no money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely any tread left on his shoes. You know, he's slipping on the roadside just cause he's, you know, he's out, he can't even, he, you know, doing that moonwalk thing. He is even trying to walk.
Yeah.
Can't even get anywhere fast walking cause he has no tread left. You know, there's just, he's running out, losing that grip.
That's cool. And I think of, like, you know, exit 161 is like he's coming from one direction, she's coming from the other, and that's where they meet. Like, it's a little too far maybe to drive.
I love that.
One. So they'll go, you know, kind of the Diamond Rio meet in the middle.
I'll see you.
Kind of thing. It's exit 161.
Yeah.
You know, depending on the flavor of it, you know, where do they get married and settle down somewhere off exit 161? Or it could just be that's where we meet, because it could be anything from the cheating, like her husband doesn't know anyone in that little town. His wife doesn't know anyone in that little town, so the meet off exit 161 kind of thing. Can't meet in my town. People might know me with, you know, that kind of stuff. So it could be like a total cheating thing, or much more innocent. Like, man, she's away at school and he's home working, doing the blue collar thing, and she's just, you know, she's 8 hours away, but you know what? About 4 hours in between is exit 161.
I love that,
and that's where love is.
I love
so that'd be could be sweeter and positive, but I love how you can take the same. You know, they're meeting in the middle, and then just off that axis, you can spin into how many different stories. Oh, they're cheating. No, they're just young loves, and she's in school or moved away or whatever, which is part of the fun of that.
And if you're gonna make it a cheating song, and I feel like we don't have a lot of those anymore. You know what I mean?
No.
And it hasn't slowed down any, far as I know, in the world.
Yeah, probably not.
It's not like everybody got virtue all of a sudden.
No, no.
But you know, the trick on that is, like, I always think about that maybe the 150th time I heard Barry Manilow's Looks Like We Made It. And I remember playing it for Janelle because we play each other songs sometime in the morning and it's all lovey-dovey and sticky sweet. And I play her that and then we both listen to the lyrics and we're both like, hold on a second, this is a cheating song. Like, it's so big, soaring melody. Looks like we made it. Like, and it's all just down and dirty cheating. Like, oh my God. How genius is that, right? To put it to such a happy melody.
Johnny, I thought your mirror's behind you. I thought she'd behind you because I seen another set of hands and it was reflection of your hands.
Oh, they're that in sync.
What a team. Great duet right there they got going.
That's funny.
It's like the stepbrother's job interview.
You know, I'm also thinking that 161, I'm picturing, you know how some people have the memorial flag?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In memory of their name right there. But the exit, it's where it ended. But
yeah.
And the mind of the person who's singing it, all it ended at 161, but there's so much more that still goes on, so much bigger than that flag that represents that person that meant something to them all the years. I don't know. I see that a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I think about that.
Yeah.
So like maybe where there was a car wreck.
Yeah.
Like where there's a car wreck or something like that. And yeah.
If she could have just got past 161 or exit 161, you know, who knows?
Mm.
You know, maybe she pulled off at one.
Oh, that's cool.
160.
Oh, then, wow. Yeah.
Whatever it was. Something made her pull over for them few minutes. Yeah. And that moment at that one time at 161, that time slot is now the marker of the rest of my life because of that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so that could be a song about positivity, right? Of like making sure you say I love you every single day. Like you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, your song's way more than it didn't end right here.
Mm-hmm.
Does not define anything. It just is just a thing that represents where it happened.
Yeah.
All the awesome things represent everything else you've done.
Yeah.
And, you know, also the thing of, you know, maybe that's, you know, they're on a trip, but that's where they kind of finally have it out. And that's where it ends. The relationship ends at exit 161. And there's a thing that, you know, can kind of play off exit, right? She exited the relationship or whatever right there. And so like every time he passes it now, he's,
oh,
thinks of that, like that breakup.
Oh, man.
Could be a thing.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, just those places that mark your memory because it could be on the...
You can play on the words is where we ran out of gas, which mean literally, not in the
broke
car.
Down.
We
ran out of gas.
It was our relationship was over.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so good. Yeah, you know how they say it's exit stage left? Nah, it's exit 161.
And I was thinking too, like the number of like, you know, we had, must have had 160 fights. But she finally left at exit 161, kind of like like all these reasons, all these times to leave, or maybe
yes, that's so good right there.
Or maybe even like, you know, girl, we've had all these chances like to fail and we haven't. We've had 160 chances to fail probably. What makes you think I'd take exit 161? I'm still on this road. I'm not getting off on. No, it's just one more exit.
And that argument could be over whether they should take exit 161
or not.
And you want to drive somewhere else. That's so good, dude.
Right.
Woo. You're on fire.
So I like that. Like, hey, I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. I haven't taken the first 160 exits from this relationship. What makes you think I'd take 161? I'm not going to. So that could, you know, turn that into like a positive thing. Or, you know, I'm trying to think of like, what's, you know, who are people that are on the road all the time? It's, you know, musicians and truck drivers and salespeople. And like, is there a thing, you know, kind of wrapping it in that story of, you know, if it was a trucking song, would that be where he does his turnaround, his exit 161? Or, because not only do you exit to stop there.
Because that's where he comes home. That's where he drops his load and he's on his way home now.
Yeah. Or just like, I'm changing my mind about something. And so you get off on exit 161 to hop back over and then head, if you're heading north, head southbound and go back. So it could be the thing of like, you know, you had a fight and you're just driving because you're just ticked off and you need to blow off some steam or whatever. And then you start thinking about it, then you're like, oh crap. All right, exit 161 and back home kind of thing. It could be that sort of story too.
Yeah, where they made the turnaround.
Made the turnaround. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm even thinking this might be elementary here, but like a fun song instead of something serious is
mm-hmm.
where you know you was intended like it's the for a guy's version, I guess, either a dance exotic club or whatever there at exit 161, and you was going to have fun, but
mm-hmm.
you know you met Sarah,
mm-hmm.
but they called her Lamborghini, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be, you know, you never know the love of your life. You never know who you're walking into there.
Mm-hmm.
And we went flying out of there and having so much fun. And you know, that's kind of a, now that could be a bluegrass song. But I'm just thinking, you know, the good old bar songs, the fun ones.
Yeah. Oh, it's almost like exit 161 was the on-ramp to the rest of my life. If there's a way to kind of like, I thought I was taking an exit, man. I was taking an on-ramp to like everything else, like in my life. That's good.
Enter, you know, Turner, enter 161.
Enter 161, yeah. So that's fun. Let's see, you know, is there, I'm just trying to, One thing, because, yeah, Johnny's right. Sunday Joe, this is a very, very wide open yet specific title. So sometimes what I'll use as a focusing mechanism is like, oh, how would Dierks Bentley write this? Or how would Prince have done this? Or how would Kenny Chesney do this? To go, oh, and they kind of unlock some other ways of thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So like if it were, say, Southern gospel thing, what could it be? Could it kind of be that country gospel thing of, yeah, you see those roadside crosses, but you know, they were not expecting it to end at exit 161. Our lives are not promised to us. We're a vapor. There's no promise of tomorrow. So what happens when you hit your personal exit 161? Like, are you ready for eternity?
Yeah.
It could be that kind of thing. So more of a faith, almost a cautionary tale for like a Southern gospel or a country gospel or even bluegrass gospel kind of thing of just using that to go, okay, are you ready when you hit your exit 161? Or a story thing of the singer coming up on those roadside crosses or whatever and flowers and stuff at exit 161 and thinking, well, that's not what they had planned that day. I'm not planning on that. You know, I like to think I'm going to live forever, but I might not. And what does that mean? So that could be a
where's your exit 161?
Yeah.
No, you don't know.
You don't know right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some final exit kind of thing.
Yeah, I won't be scared. All said and done.
Yeah, okay, like a carpe diem kind of thing. Like live every day to its fullest because you don't know.
When I approach my 161.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like life is a highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that could be a more of a deeper life kind of thing or even like a religious kind of way of doing it.
No, you said, okay, shameless candy, what do you call it? Product placement here. But product placement's the wrong word, but we had a show a while back where you talked about the nostalgia part of songwriting where they're bringing those hooks. But you just said life is a highway. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that frickin' song.
Yeah.
So if you could throw something like a callback to that in the bridge or something like that and cleverly do that, that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
And that would be, that's a major label artist song right there because they'll just jump at that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. That nostalgia stuff.
Yeah. It's almost like, here's where you do the really cool cover hook in the middle of your big arena show. And it's built into the song. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it could be a comedy song about, and Matt Klein and I wrote something similar to that years ago, but we wrote a trucking song for pitching to Ray Stevens, but it was basically, you know, the guy stopped to have roadside burritos and that was a bad decision. And then basically, you know, he's just trying to make it to the next exit. You know what I'm saying? So there's so, that too.
So close, not so far so away. Far away.
Yeah, right. I'm just trying to make it to exit 161.
Boy, is that when it says 2 miles away, that's the worst 2 miles you've ever had.
Longest 2 miles you'll ever drive.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Taking Holden, it's crazy.
I'm just trying to make it where I don't have to hose out the cab, you know?
I brought a pair of khakis.
I want to drop my load in Kansas City, not right here.
Literally, I exited at 161. Everything. Yes.
Everything. Oh my God. Right. So funny. Not 160 and a half.
It started at 160 and a half.
Oh my yes. So when we say there are no guardrails, we mean it.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody's a comedy artist and they're like, yes, there we go. So yeah, there's that as well.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Thinking about, and sometimes just think about rhymes, you know, lead to this back to an idea about like we had a good run till exit 161 or something like that. But yeah, life is a highway. You don't know when it's done. Exit 161. I wonder if too, like you've had all these chances to change your life and now you're taking the exit. Like this is a dead end road I'm on. I should have taken exit one off this dead end self-destructive path I was on. Well, hey, better exit 161 than never. Than hitting that dead end till the road runs out. You know, I was like, so it could be a thing if you can metaphor it correctly.
It's never too late, right? To do the right thing.
Yeah. When's the best time to not get on that self-destructive path day one? When's the next best time? Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it could be that kind of life thing as well, kind of wrapped in a road metaphor, which might be a little different way to do it.
Yeah, the best time to figure this out would have been 20 years ago. But
exactly,
this is the second best time.
Exactly.
Picture the guy. I still on. I'm on the guy walking, or you know, he's on the run. Texas 161. You know, that's just, whether it be freedom or
that's where
that money's hidden behind that big old house where I buried that money.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Broke out. He's gone.
Like a Shawshank thing.
Yeah. On the run to X-1.
It's buried in a park underneath the second tree to the left. Like,
and then there's no limit. It doesn't matter after that. I got to get there first.
Well, I got to do it. Cool, I got to get to exit 161. Yeah, that's awesome. And you know what if it's?
Oh yeah, he's like incarcerated.
Yeah.
For the heist.
Yes.
And but nobody knows where the money is.
Yeah.
And it's like. Always just waiting to get out because that's all I was thinking about is 161.
Okay, this is fun. So it takes me back to classic movie, The Rock.
Yeah.
With Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage, where at the end, you know, Sean Connery's character like gives up the location of like all these microfilm things that he stole from the U.S. government, like the assassination of JFK, the alien land at Roswell, all that stuff. He tells Nick Cage's character where that is. So they go and they find it somewhere out in a farm, some old country church in Kansas.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what if the story's coming from the guy who was like incarcerated with this dude and the guy told him about it? Whether, you know, for what you'd have to work out, like, why would he give that up? With maybe he was on death row and he was never going to get out because he killed people in the heist, and he's telling this guy they became buddies. He's like, exit 161, that'll change your life. So he's getting out. And he's like, I'm going to go find the stash of money and I'm going to get my wife back and I'm going to get my life together. And for all the bad I've done, there's going to be some redemption at exit 161 or something. That would just be an interesting like story to tell.
That just happened.
Undo everything I've done. Exit 161.
What a great, I mean, that's a whole, like, that's the new leaf, right? Like, it's all about,
yeah,
it's the details on turning over a new leaf. Like, starting today, all I'm going to be is her man, right?
Yeah.
Like, for all the bad I've done, my life's going to change at exit 161.
And what if it, you know, it's a little bit of God is great, beer is good, people are crazy, mm-hmm. that Billy Currington thing from Bobby Braddock, where maybe there's a twist where, like, you don't know, he's telling the story, and then later he's like, and I got all the money. People are mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. Yeah, because he left his fortune to him. It could be a little bit of that. It could be a little bit of Old Red, that Blake Shelton hit, where it's just this story song.
Yep. I had a Grassville song called The Famous Lefty Flynn that I wrote.
Called what now?
With Maury Trent, The Famous Lefty Flynn.
Yeah.
And it was my version of Shawshank after watching Shawshank.
Yeah.
Maury and I sat down, wrote it, and it has that cool thing, the cool ending.
Man.
That's awesome. So I think a story thing like that would be way fun. Just fun to just explore it and go, what happened next?
Yeah.
And then see what happens.
And so, by the way, different. Like, how many of those songs are on the radio right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little bit of that. What was that? It was a Travis Tritt song.
Well, Get in the Truck's like that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
With Hardy. And look how well that
brought back some story. That's true. Hmm. And then open, like, is the stuff really there?
Yeah.
It's the, you know, maybe you leave it at cliffhanger.
You know, most of these artists have them songs.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, can you get it on the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guarantee they've written them and I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I've got some great, the Dirkses, the Joe Nichols, some of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
They'd love to cut that and they do, but it's usually song three, side B, the flip over. You got to really love this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The deep, deep, deep cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The deep, deep, deep cut.
There is no rhyme. There is no reason. Why am I here? There is a reason that I'm here at exit 161.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying, you know, you're searching for it. Why? I'm here. I'm not searching for one. I'm at exit 161, but I don't know why.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I like that. Springboarding off of what you were saying before, Brent, was like, what if it is like the people are crazy
mm-hmm.
vibe in the beginning, and there's just some crazy dude that's telling you this treasure map story,
yeah,
right, up exit 161, and he's drunk, and you're like, wow, what a great story. That guy was crazy. And then the dude dies, and there's something in a newspaper that all of a sudden leads you to believe, like, what the hell? And that's what convinces you should maybe turn your life around. Second verse, you go back to the girl, you do that. But then together, you and the girl, you're back together now on the bridge, and you go, just for giggles, let's just go have a picnic. at exit 161.
Bring a shovel.
Maybe you leave it open so you don't know whether or not you get money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you come back to find them. You come back to that exit to find them, to that guy that you met.
Oh, yeah. And what if, you know, it's like I found a treasure that it off Highway 161, and then what the buried treasure is something unexpected. It's a Bible. It's a family Bible. It's something else. It's a couple wedding rings. It's, you know, where it turns, and that's even more of a twist thing of like, oh, it's not just stash of Confederate gold that this guy found or whatever.
Yeah, it's totally, or it's a poem or something like that.
Yeah.
Or a love note from that old guy to his wife, like the Colin Ray song.
Love Me.
Love Me. Yeah, something like that. Where, and it's sort of like there's a, you remember Lost in Space back in the day?
Yeah.
And they landed on that one planet and like gold was what all the pots and pans were made out of. And iron was like gold.
Oh, the valuable. Everything that's was funny. Reversed,
you know, so it's like, say, something like that where you're like, what the hell is this?
It'd be interesting if like, you know, he was in prison with this guy. So this guy was talking about like, you know, when I get out, man, I got, my future is secure. You know what I got this treasure buried off 161. I didn't want them to take it, you know, when they took me kind of thing. And then like he dies in prison or something, whatever. And so the guy's like, I'm going to go. And then it turns out it's a complete twist. Like he's assuming treasure is like what he stole, but it's not. It's what he's something about getting his life back, you know, with his wife and his kids or whatever.
Yeah. And that guy didn't leak it. Like the guy that died, like it's wisdom, right? He told him because he knew that would be the thing that would turn him. Right? That would turn him around.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Like something super profound like that. That's a really cool one too. Man, we got a lot of good looks at this, y'all.
That's fun. That was fun.
Hey guys, my mind hasn't worked in a long time. I literally haven't written a whole book. I do things all the time, but to sit down and really think we're just different people. Songwriters are, they're artists. They're just eclectic minds.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When they all come together and start clicking, you know, it's hard to sit back and not keep talking. I'm used to just always talking and to sit back and wait for you to make your statement.
Yeah, I know.
I'm thinking, and then by the time I get there, like a second ago, I forgot what I was going to say, and I thought it was genius. Like Larry Cordell, who talked through it. He said, buddy, if you forget it, it wasn't a hit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I'm still, my mind won't stop right now. I'm thinking he's in this town, this exit 161 was his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
It was this little town, like where I'm from in Indiana, is Milan.
Huh?
The movie Hoosiers, the basketball movie, it's my hometown.
Cool.
So there wasn't a whole lot going on for anybody else but cornfields and basketball, mm-hmm. but it was everything to me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And next stop, here's the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing any higher than here for me. The only thing higher than, you know, that is the sun. That's the next stop is the roof, the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because it's everything that meant something to me.
That's cool. Like to everyone else, it's just exit 161, but to you or the character of the song, yeah. It's everything. It's home. It's family. It's
welcome to my life.
Yeah.
You know, when you pull in, welcome to the city limits. Or
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like one crappy gas station that nobody stopped at because it's not a truck stop.
Most people always pass. Yeah. There is no big super, you know, truck stop there.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Ours is the one that everybody passes up. Nobody wants to stop at that exit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the one that everybody and gets right back on. They go straight across to the other side. That sucks.
Yeah. That is like, nope.
Yeah.
The kind of exit where you've been having to hold it for 2 miles and this is the exit and you see the gas and you're like,
hidden gem.
Oh no, get back on.
Where we had so much fun.
Yeah.
Nobody knew exit 161, you know, because they just
get
off. You know, there ain't no McDonald's here.
Yeah.
Go cross. Let's go. Next exit.
Yeah. You could speak about it like in a voice, like an undiscovered part of the jungle or something, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
This undiscovered tribe of people. Like you could do it, like you could sort of spin it like that and put a little flair to it.
Yeah.
And be like, let me tell you where it's at. It's paradise, man. It's like you've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah. It's that, you know how that new bar is they got called? What is it called? The library or something? All these different cities or the phone booth. You got to go to the phone booth and the secret thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
To get in there. In there, it's like the coolest environment ever, which for me is
all these speakeasies,
hoagies.
Yeah,
it's that everybody passed us up. Everybody passed us up. Truckers, all come on, all truckers, preachers, da da da, would on the run. And if you were on the run, nobody stopped once. Nobody wanted our exit.
Yeah,
we were the one nobody wanted, but they had no clue what they were missing.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, that's great.
You go in cornfield, it's a party, man.
And it's such a cool small town vibe. You know, leave your doors unlocked at night.
Nobody wants to go. Everybody's coming to Nashville. I live in Cottontown. Nobody wants to come there. I love Cottontown.
Yep.
Nobody wants to exit.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's great. That's great. So many good looks at it. So much fun.
That's killer. Yeah. So where can our listeners find you, Brother Jamie?
Yeah. What's going on with the Graskles? Where can they find you and all that good stuff? Yeah,
Graskles.com. You can check that out and see where our tour is going to be. We did just, we're celebrating 20 years this year, which is crazy to think.
That's awesome.
It's my first year back after 8 years off. Well, I was back all last year, but it's different these days recording an album and trying to get it pushed out. Everything's on pause still from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to hear us live, go to graskles.com. We've got the Facebook page. We've got Instagram, all that stuff. You can find us, and I'm easy to find too. My name is not Graskle at all. I just happen to be the one that named us, myself and Terry Elders. We named us Graskles. So to identify myself separately from the beard, Jamie Johnson.
Yes.
All my tags are always Jamie Graskle Johnson.
Awesome.
Because most people do know me and look for me, though I'm a Graskle. So, yeah, come find me. Come see me. I'm excited. I've been in recovery for 9 years. I'm getting ready to have my 9-year sobriety date, March 23rd. And
awesome.
Congratulations.
Incredible to me.
Yes.
I'm coming back around, making my amends, and I'm getting a second chance like most people don't get. So this go around, I've got even though my eyes are worse vision, I'm seeing better because I'm looking, I'm paying attention. I'm appreciating everything a whole lot more because, man, people, this is a dream to live in music.
Amen.
And so I'm glad that I'm one of the lucky guys that got to recognize, ask for help, and get out of that rut and come back and do this thing the right way.
Man, I love that story.
Awesome. I love that. And we'll put links to the Graskles and your stuff in the show notes. So if you're listening, you want to find them, you just click on through the show notes. We'll make it super easy for you. But, dude, thank you for coming on. This was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You're fun.
You know, we never know what we're going to get. You know, everyone's different, and this is much fun. So thank you so much for saying yes, Jamie. This has been a blast.
Yeah, thank you for saying yes, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Brent. Thank you, John. It was a long time. Maybe we'll
that takes us
day.
To the end of another.
I'm in.
Yes.
What's that? I'm sorry, I missed it.
I've got a lot of ideas just been sitting around. I have not got back into writing. I mean, I've a little bit here and there with the group, but past that, I mean, I just have not exercised that part of my brain in a hot minute.
He's about to explode. He's got cabin fever. He's got writer's cabin fever.
I know. We got you warmed back up.
He unplugged for a while, and now he plugged back in. He's like, oh, yeah.
He stopped loving her today. He might be waiting on me. I don't know.
It's all still working, buddy. It's just like riding a bike, baby. Don't you dare. Don't you dare feel any doubt in that, man. You got it, baby. You got it, dude.
I'm grateful.
Yeah, you got it. It's coming back.
I didn't fry my brain completely. There's some left.
Nice.
And that takes us to the end of another killer song title challenge. Send your song titles in to info@daredevilproduction.com, and maybe you're going to get a rock star like Jamie Graskle Johnson to help you flesh it out. All right? This podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.